Discussion and possible action on wastewater operations contract with Chisholm Trail Special Utility District. David Collinsworth, Central Basin Regional Business Development.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. This is an action item for the board's consideration. The description in your handout pretty much is right on cue and talks about the opportunity in front of us, but I'll take just a moment to build you a watch and talk a little bit about the opportunity we have. It's not one of those opportunities that you'll look back in years and you'll go, wow, that really paved the way financially for the BRA. But it is going to be an opportunity that, from an operations standpoint, it further allows us to control our own destiny in the day-to-day operations of one of our wastewater plants. The plant in question is Liberty Hill Wastewater Treatment Plant, which is located just south of the city of Liberty Hill out in far west Williamson County. And it's a facility that's owned by the Lower Colorado River Authority, and we have the exclusive rights to operate the plant. It's a small wastewater facility, about 0.2 MGD today, 200,000 gallons a day. But we're considerably less than that on the daily inflows, just because right about the same time the plant was built was the time that the economy started to crater and growth started to stop. One of the opportunities in front of us is one of the developers that helped fund the wastewater plant now wants to move out into the county and build a development. And part of his requirement was to build the infrastructure to get the wastewater to the wastewater plant. There's really three ways to get wastewater to a wastewater plant. One is you just build a pipe and you put wastewater in it, and Mother Nature and gravity takes care of that, and it flows downhill. The other is to take wastewater and pump it out and transport it via truck. And then the other is to build a pump station to help force wastewater to where you want it to go. And that's what we're talking about here, a simple pump station that we call it a lift station in the wastewater world. The developer's going to build this lift station. As part of his contract, the Lower Colorado River Authority, the LCRA, they have engineering oversight and approval of the facility, and then once the facility's built, they're going to deed the facility to Chisholm Trail Special Utility District. The benefit there to us is that for someone to be the operator, and naturally the BRA was fit to be the operator, but as Chisholm Trail being a go-between, they inherit the facility. We don't get stuck doing retail wastewater. One of the problems with doing retail wastewater is that when people are delinquent with their billing, you really don't have a way to go out and cut their sewer system off. But on the flip side of that, Chisholm Trail, being their wholesale, their retail water provider, also has a different avenue for collecting bills and enforcing their rates as far as wastewater goes. There's a lot of advantages to the BRA. Probably the biggest advantage is that if Chisholm Trail has to go out and hire a third-party operator, when the third-party operator wants to do something at the lift station because they're sending that wastewater to a facility that we operate, our guys have to be involved. So when there's a flood at 2 o'clock in the morning and decisions on how you manage the inflow into the lift station and into the plant happen, our guys have to be there regardless. So it just makes sense that our guys are the operators of that facility. Also, if we're the operator, we're assured that we have expertise at the location, and we know that we're getting absolutely the best operators that can do the job. The lift station would be operated out of our staff that we use for the city of Georgetown. Those guys make a daily trip out to Liberty Hill. This lift station that's in question that we're talking about is something that in the first few years, the guys may see it once or twice a week. It's not something that has to be dealt with and manned on a daily basis. So that's kind of where we stand. The lift station is currently under construction and will probably go into operation sometime early this summer. Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm a little slow, not the brightest candle on the cake.
That's okay.
Just a little bit. The developer is building the lift station.
Yes.
It's going to be owned by LCRA or Chisholm Trail?
Chisholm Trail. Once the developer pays for the lift station, okay, has it constructed,
okay,
LCRA shows up at the site and gives it its blessing,
okay,
then the developer is going to deed it to Chisholm Trail Special Utility District, and Chisholm,
okay,
Trail will be the owner.
Okay, Chisholm Trail is going to be the owner, but LCRA has to pass judgment over the site. It's done
That's
properly
correct.
And all.
That's correct.
Not any liability problem.
That's correct.
And
because
then BRA is going to be the operator.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, with board approval
deals.
Today. That's right. And eventually, Liberty LCRA will be looking to get out of wastewater business in Liberty Hill, just as they have with Brushy Creek and just as they have with the city of Hutto. But that facility is further along in that divestiture schedule.
David, what did you say the volume was? It was 0.2 MGD?
Right now, the plant itself is rated for 200,000 gallons a day.
Is that the little one up on the hill?
That's the little one up on the hill, yes, sir. Yeah, out by the San Gabriel River.
I just remember that.
And the original plans were to have that plant now almost at a half a MGD, half a million gallons a day. But there's, even at 200,000 gallons a day, we're nowhere close to reaching capacity in that plant.
Okay. Would you read the proposed resolution?
Certainly. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to negotiate and execute with Chisholm Trail Special Utility District, a contract to operate a wastewater lift station that will contribute flow to the Liberty Hill Wastewater Treatment Facility.
I'm sorry, are there any other questions for David? Hearing none, is there a motion to adopt? Moved by Christian, second by Bennis. Please poll the board.
Yes.
Director
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Yes.
Director Dennis?
Yes.
Director
Beshear?
Yes.
Director
Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Knight?
Yes.